recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf from Masechet Nidah is Daf Nun Beit, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah right at the top of the Daf, and we're speaking to you Bivein Chomot Yerushalayim that is being Nivneg V'alechet Tinoket Sheviya Shtei Sarot. So you're getting back now, we're moving backwards a little bit. Remember, we'd already gone through the various years, so having completed the years in the previous parak, that's the all of the shiurim that Chazal referred to all over as the shiurim of Yotzei Dofen, we've now moved on to discuss the simonim. So we spoke about in this parak what would happen simon tachton for the oyin. We never really defined very well exactly what the shiur of those simonim were. We're finally going to get back to describing exactly what we mean. So first of all, let's talk about the halachic implications. A tinoket, meaning she's 12 years old or 13 years old, depending on the machlokas that we saw earlier, but we go with the sheet of Rebbe. So tinoket is 12 years old. Once she's roya shtei sarot, she can now be either choletzet or mityabemet, and she's chayevet b'chol ha-mitzvot ha-amurot b'torah. Now, lemaisa, this seems to be redundant. If she's chayevet b'chol ha-mitzvot ha-amurot b'torah, obviously choletzet mityabemet is included b'chol ha-mitzvot. The Gemara is going to ask that. Same thing is true of a tinek, who is now 13. That was maybe shtei sarot ischay b'chol ha-mitzvot ha-amurot b'torah. And for him, the additional point is that he's also ro'ui liyot ben sorer u'moreh. At this moment, he can become chayev, but this is a very brief period, and it's only mishi yavish shtei sarot ad sheyakiv zakan, until the entire genital area, the pubes, is covered with hair. And when we say zakan, we really don't mean his beard. We mean hatachton. We mean the genitals, v'lo elyon. Except the chachomim who use the word zakan, we're speaking b'loshen nekiya. So, but we in the Mishnah, we have to be mazver more exactly what was meant. But lemaisa, you're right, that the words originally were achiyakiv zakan. But don't take that to mean that literally has to have a beard. He doesn't have any hair in his face. Doesn't matter. Tinoket sheivia shtei sarot eina yechola lama'im. Furthermore, once she's already a gedela, so that we said before, mivia shtei sarot, she's ocheletzet or mityabemet, because of that, she cannot be mima'enet. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no, she can continue to be mima'enet ad sheyarbe hashachor, until we have mostly, we'll see exactly what that means, but mostly the dark area. And it sounds like mostly covered by hair. Now, lemaisa, almost all of the Rishonim agree that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on what the shear of Gadlut is. There's only one sheet of the Tosfos in Baba Batra who entertains the notion that a Libet Rabbi Yehuda, it could be there's even a question of what is considered to be a Gedolah. Almost everyone else is made there, and that's the whole Mashmot HaSugya, as we'll see. But Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a case, as we'll see in the Gemara, where she was never Niva Elet. And therefore, we're talking about after Gadlus, in other words, she was never Nivela. So we're talking about a case where the Kedushin was a Kedushin de Rabbanan, and she had been, she or her mother, her brother was Makaba Kedushin, she doesn't have a father. So she's a Yitoma. And the din is that, as we saw earlier, really she ought to be able to be Mema and Het because she only has a Kedushin de Rabbanan. Except, again, as we saw earlier, there was never a Takana to be Mema and Het. Once she's already a Nara. Because we're afraid we'll get confused, people maybe will be Bima Enet, even in a case where she was Nivelet. So, Memela, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the Shiur on a Kedushin de Rabbonon that was given to her to be Bima Enet is Dafka in a case where she was already so clearly a Gedela that then people will get mixed up. But if she's a little girl with a couple of pubic hairs, they're not going to get mixed up, and over there she could be Mima Enet, as long as the Kedushim was only a Kedushim of Rabbanan. However, we'll see there's yet another sheet that even a Kedushim Diraita, you would think Diraita, is not derived. Why? Because if we believe that when people have a relationship, that the continued relationship is essentially always an expression of the assumptions that were there originally, which is a remarkable assertion. In other words, relationships for those people don't grow. And therefore, if he was sleeping with her since she's been 10 years old, and at that point it was a condition of our body, he doesn't have in mind the need to make a new condition. Anybody said, whatever. It's the same condition as before. So that's called that wherever she is, if someone who's boiled is al dat rishona, he's boiled. The dat rishona is kedushin rabbanan. In which case, even if she was nivelet after she was a gedela, she would still only have kedushin rabbanan because nobody made it kedushin d'oraita.
Even though
it's an idea. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Well, I do hereby my Makadish, and where am I Makadish? No, we're still, it's the same as it's always been. It's just 50 years have passed. Nothing changes. Exactly. So they're never really married. So therefore, this year, we'll see, that's also a possibility. There's another possibility that there's a din of an automatic, this is the, we'll see in a moment, Sheet of Rabbi Meir, that she cannot be mima in it because the moment that she's a gedela, her kedushin are chal, midiraita. Because see, since they're living together as man and wife, with that das, the moment that they're shayach to that das, then mimela, that relationship turns into a kedushin d'oraita. Okay, so let's take a look at now the Gemara that's Masbir, our halakha mishnah. The kima d'tznan, explain to me why it would be necessary after telling me that a girl of 12 who has pubic hairs is chayevet b'chol mitzvot amrot b'Torah. What in the world is the point of telling me that chol etzot omet yabemet? I mean, why? Well, I think that's different than kol haTorah kula. Says Gemara, yes. That's lafuk im Rav Yosi. It's not to tell me that she can be. It's to tell me that only she can be. And that is against the sheet of Rav Yosi. Because Rav Yosi says only the male it were makbid on that he has to be a gadol by chalitz and yibum, because that's where it uses the word ish. Tell me, where does it say isha? It says im lo yachpotz ish lekachta. Tell me where it says isha. So since it doesn't say the word isha, which would mean a gedela, the Torah was never makbid on her, even lekavi chalitza. So my man, there's no problem. So being gadol, I'm ektana. Kamashvan therefore wants us to know that it's not true, and that only now can she be Ochol Esatol Mityabemet. The Iaitin Shtei Se'arot Inilolon, she cannot be, because the Torah is Makish, the Ish to Isha, in that it says right away Va'alta Yadin to Ashar Ramashvan, they both appear in front of Bezdin together with the same stamp. So my Taima, Isha to Ish. Torah was Makish the two. That's the Gemara. V'kivan d'tana v'chein ha'tinok shevishtei sarot. You need to say more than that. That the male that has two sarot is a gadol. We need to speak out that that means he's chayav b'chol ha'mitzvot, amarot b'torah. You said v'chein. So normally, v'chitim. Because, look, you want to add on that he's royal, liot ben sarer amoreh. So misham d'gaboy, v'kitev royal, liot ben sarer amoreh, so memela. It says the whole thing, he's chayav mitzvah, at this point we've been saramara until such time as it's meikif azakan. But even that, I mean, there's an entire perk of ben sarer amoreh. And over there it says, that imatayu ben sarer amoreh, mish yevishtei sarot, v'ad sheyakif zakan. Which zakan atachton v'lo alayon, but dibuach hachamim v'lo shanikiyah, which is why they use the word zakan. You're right, Tinakinan. It could have actually just said Vachin, except either Porish Mili de Tinoket, Kabafarish Nami Mili de Tino. We've had two prokim that have had actually traced both the male and the female from the moment of coming out of the body, either as Yotzer Dofen or Yotzer Raisha, Veruba, whatever the case is, and then 1 day old, and then after 1 day old, 3 days old, or 10 days old. And so on and so forth, and then we go on to the year before, and where's a mufla son of Chleish, or she's a mufla. Then we go on to the Shir of Godless, then we went on to the differences in Mion, and so on and so forth. So the last thing we should leave off, we should only talk about the Nekeva, but we shouldn't give the details of the male and the further stages, because after all, this is the only stage that a male has that's similar to the female, namely that there's a din of Narut and Bagrut by a female. The only thing similar, where there's a brief period after the onset of puberty that continues on post-puberty, and there's a new shear, just like there is by a girl, that makes her a Bogeret, that makes him being post-Bane, and he can no longer be a Ben Soramora, is this. So we should leave this out. Therefore, we put the entire thing together, and it becomes a beautiful, beautiful description of the entire development till the age of 36 of the Zohar and the Keva from the moment, really, of conception almost, which the Gemara goes through here, what happens in the womb, at what point it's considered to be an actual fetus, what is considered to be related to a fetus, the entire description of Yetzirat Adam and his birth and his death is all included here in these Prakim. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda to say a tremendous chiddush that she can be mima'enet even if she's a gedela and was already checked and had shnei simonim, she can be mima'enet. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Lazar, that's how we pass. Halach Rabbi Abba, like a Rabbi Yehuda. However, you should know that Rabbi Yehuda is also mima'enet that if she was ever nivala as a gedela, lach shevia shtei sarot, shuvenei chulal lamayim. She cannot be Mema'enet any longer because then it's a Kedusha Diorite. Now, Rav Kahana's Chavrui, it was several matter of the Rabbi Ravagav the Nivala. So his friends were going to make a Psak Halacha to allow Niyun even after she was Nivala as a Gedela, Sping Semech on Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Kahana said to them, how can you do that? Look, even if you hold, not like Rabbi Abu Am Rabbi Lazar. You hold that Rabbi Yehuda was not Meida if she was Nivala. You hold the issue is Kol Aboyal Adats Rishayna Uba. Lo Kachaya Maisa. We know Halacha La Maisa. Where Rabbi Yishmael was Nifter, his daughter comes into the Beis HaMedrash with her child on her back. And she comes into the Beis HaMedrash to be Mamayin. Ubanam Ur Kavala Ktefa. She's carrying a child on her back already. She's obviously a gedel of Odeh. V'otu ayom uzku dvarav shor Rabbi Yishmol v'beit ha-midrash. They said over the sheet of Rabbi Yishmol that an isha could be mima'enet where even b'na is murkav o'ktefa. And everybody started to cry. V'rov tachet say b'chia gdola v'beit ha-midrash. Amru, everybody said, this is terrible. B'var shamar oto tzadiki kashel bozaro. This was his language. And it should happen to him. Where does it say the Hilonit Fasa Asura? That a woman who is a victim of rape, but only if she's a victim of rape, then Hilonit Fasa. But if she was Nitfasa, she was also. Hilonit Fasa. If she wasn't raped, meaning she agreed, so then she's Asura to us. But if she was Nitfasa, she was muteret, but you should know that there's also an additional, this he is a miyad. In other words, this case, we're lo nitfasa asura, but if she's lo nitfasa, she was muteret. But there's another case where even if lo nitfasa, she would be muteret. How is that shayek? Somebody should be married, should sleep with someone else willingly, and not be asura. How is that possible? I'll tell you, very simple. Where she was never married. Where the Kedusha was Kedusha Ta'ut. So over there, now there's a Machlokas where the Kedusha Ta'ut includes a Dinamion, where it was a Rabbanan Kedusha, like Rashi learned, or like the Ram learns, it's referring only to Kedusha Ta'ut, meaning, let's say she married the guy, Almanat Shehu Kohen. 50 years later, she turns out that he never was a Kohen. To say, okay, I mean, after 50 years, she still cares. I mean, she was already mevatera, that she already slept with him. No, because the whole relationship was always built on that, and it didn't change. By the same token, so she could just walk out on her husband, mema'enet doesn't mean, according to this, Allah literally mema'enet. It just means she can decide, I want to leave you, which is obviously what she did, she slept with somebody else.
Cancels
the original kiddush. She was never married to the guy. She was never married to the guy. She was never mishonored to the guy. If they decide they want to get married, why can't they get married now? I just met him. Second time around. It's the name of the movie just came out. So therefore, what do you see from there?
that comes along Rabbi Shimon to say, if that's the case, Alpha Bishabadam Mukeh al Ktefa, Mimainit Velegitla. So everybody was crying. He should use that Lashon Alpha Bishabadam Mukeh al Ktefa. And he died, and his daughter walks in with Badam Mukeh al Ktefa to be Mimainit. Horror, horror. Anyway, so they were Nimna Vigamru in the Beis HaMedrash that we will not allow that, at least in terms of its application to Miun Mamish. And Ad Matayabat Mima Enet Achitavi Shte Sarot, and that's all. And we were not allowing, even though you're telling me theoretically, I mean, she was never Nivalai afterwards and so on, that it should be Ashlushem Kedushin. That's the Shir. Rabbanan instituted the concept of Miun until this man that she was a Gedela. So what are you guys coming to do, Alibet Rabbi Yehuda, even when she was Nivalis? Even if you're right, you're wrong. Because they were Nimna Vigomru in the Beis HaMedrash on that day, it's not acceptable. It's a Gzeir de Rabbanan, we don't do Miyun. Porush Velo Abadurta. So they stopped, and they say, you're right, we won't do it, we won't be martyr. But Rabbi Yitzchak and the Talmidim, Rabbi Hanina, actually did it. They were Avaruvda, Rabbi Yehuda. And they held that Rabbi Yehuda said that she's Bima'enet Achi Arba Shachor, even if she was Nivelas, because Kol She Nivelas Aldat Rishana. And therefore, she can be Bima'enet Alibay for her husband, even though she's over 12. Afagav the Nivelah. So Rabbi Shaman Barabba went and told Rabbi Yochanan that this was the mice that happened with Talmidi Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Yochanan went and told Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, who used to live in Barnea's neighborhood, is buried in Barnea's neighborhood, except I don't know if we can call it. He hasn't been there in a long time. Don't know if we can call it his neighborhood anymore. So he went to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, and Rabbi Yehuda Nesia sent a posse to take her away from her new husband because he hoped that she's married to her first husband. Shara Balasha Ve'afkua. Anyway, let's talk about what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he said Achi Yarbeh HaShachor. So Omer Chista, Omer Rukva, when he said Yarbeh HaShachor, that doesn't mean that the entire pubes are supposed to be covered with pubic hair. It just means Lo Yarbeh HaShachor Mamash. It's still the same Shir of Shtei Sarot. It's just that there should be such a darkening of the air from afar. You can tell that this is a person that's already post-puberty. So even if it's just Shtei Sarot, if there's Shachvot V'nirot Kamo She'arba Shachor Al Alavan, so it darkens the area. Rav Amar, it has to be Shtei Sarot HaMekifot B'Safa L'Safa. They have to be long enough to cross from one side of the genitals to the other. Om Rav Chav Om Rav Unu Shtei Sarot Sh'amru Tzarek She'e B'Yikaron Gumot. When we talk about Sarot, there need to be visible follicles underneath these hairs. Because otherwise, they're just some type of skin thing where the hairs come out, but there's no permanent follicles there. Rimalkia, Omer, Vadabarava, you should know, if there are such follicles that are visible, then there must have already been pubic hair in them, because the follicles don't become evident until they've grown hair. So therefore, Afal, Pi, She'in Sarot, there were Vadai Sarot there, and the Sarot were Nashru. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Bereda Ravika, you should know, I know it's very confusing because we have three Ma'amarot that were said by Rabbi Malkia, and three Ma'amarot that were said by Rabbi Malkio. And I've noticed everybody's getting them confused. So I want you to review which is which, okay? So the case of Shpod, where over there Rabbi Malkio was matir on Yantav after you cooked on a Shpod, to be metalta min atzad, even though it's ma'us, with all of the fat and everything on it, he allowed you to take it min atzad and to move it. And the case of shpachot, where we say that even if she's got, I don't care if she's got 100 maids working for her, she's either going to be working on doing her knitting or something, or she's going to end up like these modern ladies that have nothing on their mind but sex, and about Allah meviyali de zima, and God only knows what's going to happen. It's going to look like New York here one day. So no matter how many maids she has, she's got to do work, or else we enter the age of entitlement.
Desperate housewives,
precisely. Excellent. And the other case of gumot that we just had here, Those were all said by Rav Malkiyo. Get that straight. Now, the case of Blurit, where Rav Malkiyo said, if you are a Jewish barber, and some Hare Krishna guy comes in there and wants you to take care of his hair, and that's the shame of it, Zara, you're only allowed to get the areas that aren't around the crazy part. But the crazy part, you have to stay three etzbaot away from. That's Rav Malkiyo's thing. So that's the din of Blurit. The din of Efer Mikla, that people use ash on a wound to prevent infection, to encourage healing. Ash. You cannot use ash on a wound if it's going to be absorbed under the skin, because it looks like a tattoo. And the din of Gvina, the wire, Gvina is Akum Asr, because they coat it with lard. Those three mamarot were all said by Rav Malkiya. Can you get that straight? Said Rav Papa, no, that's not true. Actually, the cases that were either Mishnayot or Braitot were all said by Rav Malkiya. But the cases that were Ma'amorim of discussions of the Amoraim, that was Rav Malkiyo. The way to remember which is which is that remember that the Mishnah is queen. Matnita Malkita. And Malkiya sounds Malkita, but Malkiyo sounds very Zohar-like because it ends with a Yo. So the Yo-Yos, those are not the ones that were said in the Mishnahs or in the Brayta. And the only practical difference between this is Ike Benayu Shvachot. The difference is that the din of Shvachot is actually a Mishnah and therefore should have been listed under Rav Malkiya, according to Rav Papa. Now, Lamaisa, there are those who say that Efer Mikla, which is a Shemaitata, this is Rashi's approach, also should be listed under the Shemaitatas, which are Rav Malkiyo, so that we inverted two of them. However, Tosfos disagrees, because he says Matnita is always Malkiya. But the Shemaitatot could be either a Malkiya or a Malkiya. It's Shaita, maybe. We don't have to switch the Efer Mikla. Okay. Rav Ashi. Amarli Mar Zutra, getting back to this issue of these Gumot, Mar Zutra said that Rav Chanina Misura was very upset by this psak about Gumot. How do you explain the fact that I've learned through the entire Sugya, Nida, and Sanhedrin, wherever we talk, all through Shas, wherever we talk about what is a Gadol, we talk about bringing Shtei Sarot. Never occurs to anybody, check a katan or a katana for hair follicles. How is that shayach? Lo lishtami tanim hashmina gumot. I mean, never, ever to mention, oh, you don't really need sarot. You can check for hair follicles. I mean, I can't believe that such a thing is possible. And he answered him, because if you would have said gumot, you would have thought that if that's the case, if you have shtei sarot, you also need shtei gumot. But suppose you have shtei sarot coming from a single follicle, but that wouldn't count. And havamina achyei shtei sarot b'shtei gumot, to avoid that confusion and thinking that a gadol is a katan, therefore kamashman afilu shtei sarot, even in a single hair follicle, says the Gemara. But how could there be such a thing? The entire universe would fall apart if that happened. How can there be such a case? The Akhtiv, does it not say in Iyov that Iyov complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what have you done to me? Asher b'se'ara yishufeni v'irba b'tza'ai chinam. You meet me and blow me away with a vast storm, leaving me wounded, broken, and busted for no reason at all. So what says Rava? You see that Iyov b'se'ara chirev. So he complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with chutzpah about this massive storm that blew him away for no reason. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him using the same language, Bisara. Bisara chireif, amar lefanav ribonan shel olam. You know, I know that sometimes things get a little stormy around you. Maybe a ruach sara v'ra lefanecha. And you made a little mistake thinking that my name Iyov was really Oyev, and therefore you decided, I'm the enemy, so why don't we blow him up? I mean, hey, I'm not the enemy. So, nitkafalacha ben Iyov la'oyev, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him from the storm. So what was this Sarah was referring to a hare. And he said to him, you idiot! Shaita Shebaela. You know, Harbeni Mim Barati Barosho Shel Adam is a lot of hairs. The human head. Well, some human heads. But the Kol Nimam V'Nimam Barati Lo Guma B'Fnei Atzma. Every one of those hairs has its own follicle. Shelo Yushtayim Yonkot Mi Guma Achar. We wouldn't want two hairs coming out of the same follicle. If that would happen, the world would fall apart. Because if that happened, how would anybody be able to see? So if I don't get confused between one hair follicle and another, you really think I confused Eov with Oyev? So, in Guma v'Guma lo nitchalefli, Eov v'Oyev nitchalefli, with the Mepharsh, obviously this has to do with the nature of the Sarot, with Korach, and with Rabbi Akiva, and the Kutz Min HaKereach, and the Shaila of hair splitting in general, and what the Keach of Midas Adin, which is always from the Gea, the Diktuk and Sarot, and that's the Otiot of Rabbi Akiva, with the Sarot on the Otiot to connect this issue, and since it's Marumas to Midas Adin, so the Sarah can actually wipe out all of this 24,000 Talmidim, which is Marumas in this week's Parsha, anyway, with the whole story of Pinchas. But therefore, this is Eov, Oyev, is again Midas Adin as well. And so Mimela, he's saying that Alpi Midas Adin, maybe you identify me as Oyev, if it's a Ruach Sarah. And this really was what Ovadia was afraid of. He met Elio. I know, you'll disappear in a storm again. And then who cares about Ovadia? Poor Ovadia. So I'm just going to risk my life to go tell him. I mean, obviously, if there isn't something strange, but Elio sent him to get knocked off. It's a crazy story. Unless there really is a Gilui of Midas Adin where a person is either a tzaddik gomer or will find anything which nobody else would have been affected by and will wipe you out. So that's what Eov was saying. If it wouldn't have been for that, I'm a good guy, basically. I understand that I'll be Midas Adin. I want to be pure Midas Adin. So Rabbi Akiva will also be wiped out by pure Midas Adin. Which is what happened. It's not stam silliness. Exactly, the whole thing is done here. Chutasar is Rabbi Akiva himself that was marked in this union of Saras. He was the one who said, Ein Marachamim Bedin. So that was this is really serious issues here. We could have talked about it on Shabbos, except I'm not going to be here. Okay, maybe we'll try for the week afterwards. So anyway, you really think I'm going to confuse Eov with Oyev, but meanwhile we see that Lamaisa, every hair has a separate Guma. So what are you telling me that I'm worried about this business? If I would have said Gumot, you would have thought that even two hairs out of a single Guma is not enough. There's no such thing as two hairs from a single Guma. So he says, well, sure there is. It's talking about the hairs of the head, he said. Berosho shel Adam. Then pubic hairs are begufa. And this is beration. Which leads us to the question of what exactly is called pubic hair. And that leads to Omer of Yonam Shmo, Shtei Sarot Shamru. First of all, when we're talking about Shtei Sarot, they don't have to be together. You said two Sarot for one Guma. I don't care if there's one hair that we find on this Tinoik, ala Kaf, which would be the same area. Obviously, a male doesn't really have a calf, but the pubes themselves, the raised area above the penis, that's the calf, and one on his scrotum, achat ala beitzim, that's enough to give him a din of a godel. Tanya nami, achi shtei sarot she'amru, afilo achat begaba, ve'achat bekreisa. Now, begaba bekreisa, almost all the Rishonim hold that, like Rabbeinu Hanan says, this is a lashon nekiyah. So, gaba means directly beneath the end of the labia. So that's close to her back. In other words, on her back, so to speak, you'll see it from her back. Achat b'kreisa doesn't mean her tummy. It means above the genital mamish. Achat agabe kishrei etzvotel shel yad. Achat agabe kishrei etzvotel shel regel. Again, here, the mashmut and Rashi, I think we spoke about this last time, the mashmut and Rashi, elsewhere, is kishreyetz ba'oteha, is a euphemism for erva. We know by a male for sure, we talk about giving you the finger. There for sure it means it's literally a remiss to genitals. In the Gemara as well. Ein kol etzva o chavot. We're talking about the size of the penis. We use the word etzva. So Rashi holds that that's reference to the female lobby as well. So bein kishrei etzvotea would mean the same thing, all the way on the bottom, all the way on top. That's regular yad. But others learn it means literally, because they bring a raya from here, that even hair that appears in places where normally you don't have hair would be called, I mean, almost everyone is chelik on this, by the way, would be called the same as pubic hairs, because such things don't appear before puberty. You need that it should be b'makom echad. The Rambam paskins it also has to be only in the genital area. Question of where he gets that sack from. But anyway, that's how he paskins. Next to each other in the same area. If both are on the scrotum, if both are around the calf, but they need to be together. Toner Rabbanan ad matay abat b'mayenet. What's the shear? Mion achet avishtei sarotiv Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudaim Rachi Arba Shachor. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says Achi Arba Shachor is not enough. You need achet takif ha'atara. Now before the lotion of takif ha'atara, in Rabbi Yossi meant breasts and not genitals. Remember in the shear of Yotzi Dofa. And that's the way many learn here. The Rambam learns that takif ha'atara is actually a reference to homologous structures. In other words, the area of the atara in a male is equivalent to the area of the clitoris in a female. It's just that that's where you have the nerve endings directly beneath the atara. And that's exactly where you have the stimulating nerve endings in a female. So that it's just that hormonally at that point, it causes a slightly different development. But it's really the same thing. Therefore, Tain is the Rambam, that this is a reference to not the breasts that we were referring to in the previous parak. Over there, contextually, everybody was referring to breasts. But over here, we're only referring to Sa'arot. How in the world would he have thrown in the word Achtakifat? That's crazy. It must be that he's borrowing the term. And what he means is that it should be in the same area of the genitals. Ben Shulakot Omer, Achetichalkel. Now, Kichalkel is always a lotion of hair, somebody, right? We use that with a nazir, we use it by a woman, lasuch kilko. So it means something to do with hair, but it's very unclear how much it is. The Omer Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that I once met Reb Chanina ben Chachinoy, and I was in Sidon, and he told me, when you get to Rabbi Akiva, I'm furious about this. You ask him, the first trap, you ask him, so tell me, Rabbi Akiva, matay abat b'ma'enet. I know what he's going to tell you. And if he tells you, achetavishtei sa'arot, then you ask him, now, everybody knows, you were sitting there in Barnea's neighborhood in Yavne, came along Ben Shlakot, and he said, in front of everyone, b'ma'amat kochem b'yavne, he said, no, you can continue being b'ma'enet achetakalkel. And you didn't say a word. Nobody said a word to shut him up. And everybody thinks because of that, that you can have a later shear from me, which is Gerim Takolas. How did you not shut him up? So I went to Rabbi Akiva, he says, Rabbi Shimon. When I came to Rabbi Akiva, and I asked him, he said to me, I don't even know what the word means, Kilko. You know what the word means? I don't know what the word means. Any of the Amav. This guy, Ben Shlakot, I don't know who he is. He comes in and he tells me, oh, look, every time Dick and Harry walks in, I'm supposed to say, no, we don't accept that halacha. Then people will say, oh, he's a great gadol. Except Rabbi Akiva said, we don't accept this halacha. Rabbi Akiva didn't even look at him. That's the point. What do you have to deny every meshugana? I don't know who he is. You want to ask me, about the ma'enet achetavishtei tzarov? Don't come along and time it to me. I had to respond. I don't have to respond. There's every Tom, Dick, and Harry is writing whatever they want on the internet. You're supposed to respond to them. Ridiculous. I don't even know what they're talking about. I don't know who the guy is. Go.
Dr. Heidegger Mishnah.
Shtei Sa'arot Amurot. This didn't. Shtei Sa'arot appear in a number of places. obviously, people, first thing that pops into your mind is puberty. But Lamaisa, we use the word shtei sarot legabei hapara aduma. So he said over there, the two sarot, if they're black, passes the hapara aduma. We have the same shear by Negoim, that there's a din of sarot, which are considered to be a sar lavan or sar tzov, depending on the type of neder, a neder is a simon of tuma. And of course, this place, amurot b'chol makom, it doesn't mean hair, it means hair of a certain size. What is the shear that size? Kidei lakuf, roshan le'ikaran de Rabbi Shmuel. It has to be long enough to take a tweezer and to be able to bend it over so that the top of the hair can touch the root of the hair. Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't need that much. You need enough kidei likrotz b'tzipor to be able to grasp the hair with your fingernail. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you need much longer even. You need to be long enough to be able to snip with a scissors. And if the hair is short, the hair just bends over. It doesn't snip. So, with the Allah, you have to machmer in all directions. So from the moment that you could grab the hair with your fingernail, that's already a shear that you can no longer be mima in it. L'chumra. If you want to say that it was a kosher chalitza, it has to be long enough until you're able to cut it with the scissor. You know, or kedei lakuf, I mean, some say otherwise, but that's the pashtus. Or kedei lakuf is longer even than that, but that's a machloket. Right. Rashi holds that the longest is the scissors. We're waiting. Haroeket. Now we move on to a vast and wonderful new circuit of Riyat Keta. So a woman finds a ketam on her beged. This woman is mekukelet. She doesn't know exactly. Maybe she's been wearing this beged for a number of days. She doesn't know exactly when she was re'ah. And not only that, says Rabbi Meir, she has to be chosheshet mishum zov. So let's say that she's been wearing this thing for 3 days. So then maybe she's been bleeding for 3 days during Yemei Ziva. It's a disaster.
There's only one state, but it could have
been. Well, we'll see. It has to be talking about it's big enough that it could have been three separate riyats. Whereas the Chachamim say we were never gezer on a ketem to be cheshish b'shem zivets. So, what does that mean exactly? Who is the Chachamim who say ein b'chtamim? What does that mean? Never? Man Chachamim Reb Chanina ben Antignas. The Tanya. Reb Chanina ben Antignas omer ketamim as a general rule. However, it doesn't mean that you cannot end up using a ketam lagabi, getim of zivans. Pa'amim shaktamim would also be maybe a ziva. What would that be? Suppose she changes her begonim 3 days in a row and wears three separate chalukot, and each one of these days she finds a ketam. So then if she was lost a shalosh chalukot, that were bedukot la, each one was clean, and she finds that each one of them a ketam. Or let's say she was roya mamish for 2 days, which would have made her a zava ketana, and now the third day she puts on a clean baguette and she finds a ketam on that baguette. So that means she was bleeding on the third day. Hein aktamim amedim ledeziva. I mean, if even three separate clothes will make her a zava kosher, okay, two full re'iyas and one, what do you even have to mention that? The second case. Obviously, you told me a big kiddush that will be shemich on k'tamim, even legabe, three k'tamim in a row. The kosher came, one ketam added to re'iyas. What's the matter with you? What do you need to tell me that case? I'm hash to shlosha halukot, where I don't know that she was even roya migufa, dola migufa kachazia, nonetheless chashina. That maybe, yes, shnei yomim v'chaluk echad mi boy, you're telling me a kiddush, that she saw that she bled from her body for 2 days. That then if we find something on the third day in her beged, that that'll be mitzvah, if that's a kiddush to you. Koshike. No, I'll tell you why. Because I might have thought there, not only is she chayshish mishum zivas, she is a zava, and she should bring a korban, and you can even eat that korban without a chashash that the malika turned it into an avela. Barnea will be happy to eat it for you. I'll be one sheet or another. Maybe it's even a giraffe bird. It'll find some way of eating. Kamash malan, that it's still only chayshina. That's the pshat. But otherwise, you would have thought that it's a vada. Omar Rava, Rava says, you know, Reb Chanina ben Antignus, in this halacha, is mezaka the Rabbanim. Now he is definitely, he wins this argument. It's one up for Reb Chanina. Because basically, what is he saying to the Rabbanim? He's saying to them like this. Ma'ishna pachot b'shlosha grisim b'makom echad lo chashinah. You yourselves are amazed to me that if there was less than three separate grisim, which is enough for a re'iyah, b'makom echad, you also hold we're not chayish. Why not? Gamrina betrayed Yumichazite. Maybe she only saw this over 2 days. Why should I assume she saw it over 3 days? See, if you have three grisim b'makom echad, you also have plenty on what to be saying. Mm-hmm. You want to tell me she was Raya for 2 days. You know what? She was Raya for 2 days. How did she get it? Very partial. Once she's Raya for 2 days, the whole beggar is filthy. It stinks. She's been wearing it for 3 days now. So you don't think that that's going to attract a louse. So because of this Zuhama, maybe say like this. Tarti upal gei megufa chazita. So 2.5 grisim we can account for without mitnuris of a gedolah. And then, idach agav zuama, this is the dama kolet. And the dama kolet, obviously, we're sernecha. Say the rabbanan, there's no such thing. The whole takona of ketem is that if you find gris v'od, you don't sernech on a makolet. Even though you have a svar, well, but the first part would have attracted the makolet. Well, you make two different takonas for when to attract the louse or when not. The din is, you cannot be serving on a macholot if it's larger than a gris. And that's the bottom line. So, kiven the ikel et flugi, the gris v'od l'chol yuma, we cannot be tailor. Now, wait a minute. What Robert just said is, that Rebbe Chanina ben Antignus, tainet, how come shleisha grisim v'mokom echad? Are you telling me that that's the only case that Rebbe Chanina ben Antignus disagrees because it's v'mokom echad? But suppose it would be the same baguette in three different places. The mashmaut is, what Rabbi just said, is that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus would agree, oh, well, if you can't be saying that it attracted a louse, this is on a whole different part. So then he would also have agreed. But he doesn't agree. He said only three different pieces of clothing. But if it's on the same baguette, he would rely that it's all from one day. So how did Rabbi say such a thing? You're telling me Rav Chanina ben Antignus only shlosh grisim makom echad hu delo chashina. But if it would be in three different parts on the same baguette, he would have been chayish. Rav Chanina ben Antignus, read him. He said the only way that you can have a zivas that comes from shlosh grisim of ketem is shlosh chalukas and only shlosh chalukas. So b'shlosh chalukas in b'shlosh mekomot lo. No, please. Rava was saying over a putative conversation, what would Rav Chanina have said to the Rabbanan? Obviously, when he's speaking to Rabbanan, mitok shitata. In other words, basically what he's saying is like this. Listen, gentlemen, to me, I think the whole argument is ridiculous. I mean, if it's one baguette, what makes you think it's on three separate days? Just because it's enough for three separate days? You can't bleed on one day enough for 3 days. I don't understand what you're talking about. So I personally would have said you need three chalukot. That's the only possible way you know that you bled on 3 days. But shlosha mekamot in the same baguette, not. Okay, fine. But let's speak to you from your own mistaken perspective. You, Taina, that even on one baguette. So now look, odili miyat, eich dechazoi shlosha grisi b'mokom echad. That the same way that you say shalosh bekeimas on one baguette, if she would have seen shalosh grisim b'makom echad, that case you shouldn't include, because over there we could say treu pagam igufa chazite, and the other half of a gris, maybe that came because it was so filthy that attracted a louse. So agav zuama, it's the dama quality. And the rabbanan answered, kiva the ikar the fluge the gris v'od l'chol yuma. That's the bottom line. Lotalina, we never made a takana to be tailor ma'acholet once we get over the shear of a kegris. If it's a kegris for Od, forget about it. תינוקת שהביאה שתי שערות או חולצת או מתייבמת וחייבת בכל מצוות האמורות בתורה, וכן תינוק שהביא שתי שערות חייב בכל מצוות האמורות בתורה וראוי להיות בן סורר ומורה. מי שיביא שתי שערות עד שיקיף זקן הזקן התחתון ולא העליון, אלא שדיברו חכמים בלשון נקייה. תינוקת שהביאה שתי שערות אינה יכולה למעין, רבי יהודה אומר, עד שירבה השחור. וכיבד אצלן חייבת בכל מצוות אמורת התורה או חולצת או מתייבמת, למה לי? להפוק עם רב יוסי, די אומר, איש כתוב בפרשה, אבל אישה בין גדולה בין קטנה כמה שמולן? לא. היא הייתה שתי שערות, then and only then אם היא כבי חולצת. היא לא, לא, מי טיימה, אישה כאיש. So let me explain something. כיבד אצלן, כן התינוק, so what do you need the whole business of שהביא שתי שערות, חייב בכל המצוות, אמורות בתורה, obviously, לא מלא. וכי תאמי משום תקבוי למידי אנד, רואי להיות בן סורר ומורה, etc. בתנין החרזים לנסנקת. אם אתה יהיה בן סורר ומורה, מי שיביא שתי שערות ועד שיקיף זקן, התחתון ולא העליון, אלא שדיברו חכמים ולא שנקיע. אין הכי נעני. אלא איידי דפרש מילה דתינוקת. כמה פרש נעמי מילה דתינוק. תינוקת שהביאה, אום רבי אבוהו, אום רבי אלעזר, הלכה כרבי יהודה, but of course, made רבי יהודה that if she was נבלה, לאחר שהביאה שתי שערות, and then she has קדושה דאורייתא, שוב אין יכולה למעין. דחברו את רבקה נסבל לבב עד עובדה כרבי יהודה, even in a case where נבלה, אום לרבקה ענה, you can't do that, even if you hold that רבי יהודה himself held that, לא כך היה מעשה, בביתו של ישמעאל שבת בית המדרש למעין ובנה מורכב לה כתפה, ואותו היום הוזכרו דבריו של רבי ישמעאל בבית המדרש ורבתה בחייה גדולה בבית המדרש. אמרו דבר שאמר אותו צדיק ייכשל בזרו. יום רבי רמי שמו משום רבי ישמעאל והיא לא נתפסה אסורה, but if she was נתפסה and raped then מותרת. יש לאחרת, even if לא נתפסה, and she agreed to the relationship, she's מותרת. ואיזו זו, where she was ever married, שקדושה, קדושה טעות, שאף על פי שבנה מורכב הכתפה, ממהנת והלכת לה. ונימלו וגמרו, no, you can't do that. עד מתי הבת ממהנת, עד שתביא שתי שערות. So then, פורוש ולא עבד אותה. But Rabbi Yitzchak, a Talmid of Rabbi Chanina, actually were Avid of the Rabbi Yehuda Afak Avni Nivala. Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba was Ata Kamed of Rabbi Yochanan, and he told him. Also Rabbi Yochanan, Oma Kamed of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, and told him. And Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was Shadar Balasha Ve'afkua. Om Rabbi Chista Amar Marahukva, Lo Shia Be'a Shachor Mamash. All he means is, כדי שיהיו שתי שערות שוכבות ונראות כמי שהיא הרבה שחור על הלבן. At that point it makes sense to make a takana, people will think she's a gedola, and that might be matter even a nivelat achri gedir gadus. רוב אמר, שתי שערות ממקיפות משפה לשפה sufficient. אמר רב חלבה, אמר רב עונה, שתי שערות שאמרו צריך שבעיקרון גומות. ומלכיו אמר רב עד בר אבא, in the case where they're gumot, even if there's currently no sarot, you should just remember that shpod, shvachot, gumot, is remalkio. Blurit, efremikla, and gavina, is remalkia. Rav Papa says, no, you have it wrong. The mishnayot and the braitot is remalkia. The shemaitata is remalkio. And the simana is the matnita, is the malkita. Might be now, he could be now Shvachot, according to some, Ephraim Mikla, as well as rich places. Om Rav Asher, Emily Marzutra, Koshaba, Reb Chanina, Misura, how could it be that Lo Nishtame Tanev Ashmin and Gumot? And I explained to him, I Ashmin and Gumot, Hava Mina Adjur Shtei Tzaharot B'Shtei Gumot, Kam Ashman Afilu Shtei Tzaharot B'Guma Achat. Huh? Mi'ike Gagamna V'Aktib, Asher B'Sahara Yishufeni, and Yerbov, all of my pain is Yerbov Tzahar Chinam, for nothing. Vomar Rava Iyov B'Sahara Chireif, B'Sahara Yishivu, B'Sahara Chireif Amar Lefnav Rivono Shel Olam, Shema Ruach Sahara Avra Lefanech, and you just allowed me to do whatever I want, V'Nitchafa Lecha Ben Iyov Le'Oyev, And b'sa'ara yishivu v'yan Hashem et Yov min ha'sa'ara v'yomer elav shoter sheba'olam harbe nimim sa'arot barati b'rosho shel adam l'chol nima v'nima barati l'lo guma b'vnei atzma. In order that shelo yishtayim yonkot b'guma achat shelmol yishtayim yonkot b'guma achat makhish meorei nav shel adam, so you can be sure guma b'guma lo nitchalef li yov b'yoyev nitchalef li lo kasha b'gufa b'resha. On review of Amr Shmuel, Shtei Sarot Shamru, Afilo Achat Al Akaf, Achat Al Abitzim, Tanya Namiyach, Shtei Sarot Shamru, Afilo Achat Begabav, Achat Bekrisa, Achat Agabi Kishro Tver, Shayar, Achat Agabi Kishrei Etzvotea Shorega, Divrei Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda, Ish Kvar Ako, Shomer Mishom Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan Amr Vashi, Ad Shtei Sarot Bebakom Echad. Tanya Rabbanan Ad Matai Abad Mima Ened, Ad Shtavi Shtei Sarot, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yud Amrachi Arba Ashachor, Rabbi Yossi Amrachi Takif Atara, Ben Shlok Oto Amrachi Tekalkel, Vyom Rabbi Shimon Betzani, once, Chanina Ben Chachinai Betzidan, Vyomar, Kishata Magia Etzer Rabbi Akiva, Emor Lo Ad Matay Abad Bimeinet, Imi Omar Lach Ad Shetavish Tei Searot, Emor Lo, Valo Ben Shlokot Iyid Bemamad Kuchem Biyavne, Ad Shetekalkel, Valo Amar Tablo Dabar, Kishabati Etzer Rabbi Akiva Amar Li, I don't even know what the word kilkel means. I don't know who Ben Shlokot is. And matay abad bima enet, ad shetavi shtei sarot. Shtei sarot amurot b'paral, b'negarim, b'negaim, uv'amurot, b'chol makom, like here, kedei lakuf rasham l'ikaran, kifrei bishbo, Rabbi Eliezer, kedei lakrot b'tziporen, Rabbi Akiva, kedei shid nitalot b'zuk. Omer, chistam amurot alach, kedei kol amach, mir. הראה כתם הרזים הוא כל כך לחוששת משום זאת דיבר רבי מאיר וחכמים אומרים אין בקטמים, at least not on one בגד משום זאת. מה חכמים רבי חנינה מן התגדה הסיבתני רבי חנינה מן התגדה זאת אומרת כתמים אין בהם משום זאת, although of course theoretically פעמים שהכתמים מביאים מדי זיבה כיצר, let's say לבשה שלוש חלוקות הבדוקות לה ומצאה עליהם קטן, או שראת שתי ימים וחלוק אחד. So then, אין אין הקדמים אמים לדזיבה. Wait, but what do you need the second case for? Hashed even שלושה, שלושה חלוקות. Over there, זה לא מגוף הקחזיה. Nonetheless, חשינו לזיבה. אז כל שכן, שני ימים עבריה, וחלוק אחד, מי בואי? No, I understand. מה זה תמה כל כי הגגנה? It would be ודאי זיבה. הם הביאו קורבן ונאכל. Kamashman, even that's only chashina, because the din of ketem is only chashina. Omar Rav, the truth is the Baha, zichnu Rabbi Chanina ben Atikas Rabbanan, because, I mean, his question is very true. Mai shna b'pachot b'shoshak b'sibba b'okom echad. Why aren't we chayish? Because we're saying we're training on a chazite. So if you have shloshak b'sibba b'okom echad, how do you know that it wasn't tarti u'palka b'guf chazite? And then the others, because I mean, you're saying he's been lying around here for 2 days. Zagav Zuama, it attracted a louse and the rest of it is a damacholatu. Rabbanan, look, once ikalaflugibik agrees for Adlachol Yuma, we're not tailing a macholat. Wait a minute here, Rab Chanina ben Atiknas is arguing for Shlosh Agrisim Lokam Echad. That's the only case for Lokashina. But you're telling me if it would be three places of the same beggar as Chashina, why did Rab Chanina ben Atiknas say Shlosha Chalukot Dafka? And Shlosha Mekomot, no. Not a little different than Rabbanan Kamar. Lididi, only Shlosha Chalukot. Shlosha Mekomot doesn't help. How do I know there wasn't all in one day? But at least the Ditchu, at least be made that Echad Chazar, Shlosha Grisi, Bokam Echad. At least over there it makes sense to say, Treyu Palga Begufa Chazite. And the Idach was Agav Zoma, it's a Dama quality. Rabbanan, Kima Nikol Flukabi, Grisi Vodlach Yuma, Lotal Inan.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Israel, even the snow goes on strike in
Israel. Hey, Rabbi Shai, today we are holding on the Mishnah, Nun Beis Amud Aleph. To note it, Shehivia Shtei Sa'arot. Now, this parak is a continuation, Be'etzem, of the previous parak, that has all of the shiurim. And here, as the name of the parak implies, Bos Simon, the stress is essentially on Simon. And therefore, the next... Thank you so much. I never take it for granted. The next stress and the next level of development, until now, the level of development was entirely in terms of age. We were talking about Dinek Miyamecha, the Shaloshani, Teisha Shani, Einas Nadorim, Chadisre, Yubeis. Now, we're talking about the stages of development of Simonim. And what's interesting is that Simonim themselves, also, there's elements of stages, like have a certain dinim. So, Tinok, Sheviya Shtei Sa'arot, Tinoket rather, Sheviya Shtei Sa'arot. So, a female, once there's two pubic hairs, Ocho Letzet Omit Yabemet, V'chayeves V'chola Mitzvah Zamures B'teirah. Now, this is, I mean, why would we think there's an afkamina between Chalitza and Yibum and other mitzvahs? I mean, it's the same thing, no? Tomorrow we'll worry about that. V'chem tinok shehivi shtei sa'arot chayav b'chol mitzvot ha'amurot b'Torah. And here is the next shiur from the appearance of shtei sa'arot. At that point he becomes ro'ui liyot ben soreru moreh. So we have something of a contradiction. On the one hand, the Torah says a ben. Ben is the pshat that he's a child. He's not yet ro'ui to be an av. He's defined as a ben. The other hand, we know that the Torah is not mechayev before the age of 13. So, I mean, what does that mean? Either he's a child or he's an adult. So the Chazal determined that there's an intermediate stage in which he is no longer prepubescent, but he's not completely adolescent. And what is that dependent on? On the growth of pubic hairs. In other words, how much growth is there? So, Mishi Yavish Tei Sa'arot Achi Yakif Zakah. From the time that the first two hairs appear until the pubes are covered with hair. And when we say Zakan, we don't mean his beard. We're just talking in a euphemism. Hatakton V'lo Ha'elyon. We're referring to the pubes. Yalo Shidibru Chachamim V'lashon Nikiyah. Although we have no choice but to explain exactly what we're talking about. So in the Mishnah, the Tana, the Mishnah gives now the Hezber, that, look, I want you to understand that we're talking about pubes, not beards. But lechatchila, the halacha, as it was said over, there was no, we weren't getting into the details to be kever in the Mishnah. So we didn't have to explain in explicit language exactly what we were talking about. When we come to explain, then we have to use explicit language. So Lamaisa, the Chachamim initially used the word Zakan, and now we're explaining what was meant. So there is a stage. In other words, there's yet another stage. Even after the Simanim, there's a stage from Shtei Sa'arot, Achi Yakiv Zakan. Tinoket Sheviya Shtei Sa'arot, Eina Yechola Lama'in. L'chayra by a Tinoket, since there's no din of ben seru meira on a tinoket, only on a ben, only in a male, there's no stages when it comes to sarot. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is. Because even though the Chachamim hold, once a tinoket is a gdola, she can no longer be mima'enet in the case where her mother, her brothers accepted kedushin for her. So generally speaking, she's able to be b'ma'enet there. It really makes an afkamina those 2 minutes. It's a mishnah zikah thing. It's like it's no matter when it would be those 2 minutes. How is it possible?
Yes.
Why don't we start at 8?
If I say, walk me through the process, see what I can judge.
It doesn't matter. It's always like that. It's like Arab Shabbos. So why can't we begin Shabbos earlier? I'm trying to make it an impossible situation for you. That you, it should, that's when it begins. The point is, in your mind, it begins at 8:25. So the Mela, all of these last things, exactly the same as Erev Shabbos. And no matter when Shabbos is, you continue to prepare for Shabbos until the last minute. Because I couldn't possibly have finished a moment earlier. Is that true? I mean, everybody has this experience. All right. I'll tell you, if our father here will fix the door, as he intends to, then maybe we won't notice you so much.
You make a motion when he comes in, even if there's no
one. That's true. So the shaila is like this. The etzem, if she married when she was 8, and now she's 15, did she ever get remarried that she shouldn't be mimaenet? The only question is, okay, I mean, she slept with her husband since she was a gedela. So now the question is, does she now become remikudeshestem as a gedela midyaraisa? Or until there's a specific das to be remikadesh, we say, kol mikadesh, kol abayel, al das kiddushem reishayim buvayim. Because this guy is not thinking that now she's 12 years old, so now let us have a re-kiddushem midyaraisa. He's already been living with her as man and wife for the past 5 years, but all of a sudden today we're going to make a re-kiddushem. So you could argue that for the next 10 years she's still married only mit Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan gave her a way out of this marriage to annul the marriage through Mion. So the question is, according to the Tanakhama, we gave a shir for Mion. Shir of Mion is the Gedela. The moment she's the Gedela, doesn't matter, we know he slept with her, he didn't sleep with her. The point is she could no longer be the Menas. Rabbi Yehuda says we continue to treat her as a katana, and here too we have a shiur in the appearance of simonim, just as we had the shiurim in Yetzidayfen in terms of the shiurim of years, which have a tendency to come one after the other. So here too, by the simonim, we have one after the other. Achi arbe hashachor, similar to the simon of a ben, achi akif zakan. There's a shiur by a bat, achi arbe hashachor, which means that there should be sufficient hair to make the area look black. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. But the Gemara will also clarify what the Rebbe is talking about, that there was a Bia Acher Gadlus after Shtei Sarais, or this is referring to Dafka where they had never slept together. Okay, this we'll see.
I can remember
the
renovations
of the ages. Are we going to attempt just for today English, since my ears are not working all that well?
What happened to the ages? Talking
no, the ages we've already discussed. The Mishnah, we have to insert the appropriate age. In other words, according to the Mandiyamar who holds Teichzman Kiliachazman, the age will be 11 for the girl and 12 for the boy. According to the Mandiyamar who holds Teichzman Kilifneizman, it has to be 12 and 13, the way we're used to thinking. But right now we're concentrating on the Siman. We don't review once again the question of the ages, but our president's question, of course, is, as always, very well placed, and thank God he brought it up, because his foolish Magichir didn't mention it as he should have. But I'm not feeling all that good today. I have a little bit of an excuse.
Next time.
I hope so. Okay, so thank you very much for bringing that up. Says the Gemara. The Kiman Ditzan Chayeves Bechol Mitzvahs Amuras B'Tayr. I understand. If you're going to make a statement that a girl who has Nashtei Sarot at the appropriate age is chayevet in every mitzvah in the Torah, I mean, so what do you have to tell me about choletzet and b'shiabemes? I mean, that's not the point. I mean, it's included in any other mitzvah. So, oh, choletzet, oh, mityabemet, lama. Ah, shot over here is to let me know that before the stage of Shtei Sarot, she cannot be choletzet or mityabemet. And that is lafuki mirav yaisi, to tell us that the Mishnah disagrees with Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says, look, the only hakpada that we find in the Torah is on a male to be a gadol, because it keeps stressing the ish, im lo yakpots ha'ish. Does it ever mention the word isha? Never. So it means that the Torah wants the male in the act of yibum or chalitza to be a gadol, but not the female. Therefore, comes on commission to say, no, only after she's a Gedela can she be Misyapa Mesukoletis. But if she's not a Gedela, not. Why? Because we're Makish, Ishli Isha, as we've said all along throughout the Sugya. Havel Isha ben Gedela, ben Ketana, Kamash Malan. Therefore, comes on commission to teach us. The E.I. Tishtei Saroti, if she has now brought her simonim, so then she can be mityabemet and she can be koletzet. But ilolo, why? I didn't the Torah mention only each. My time at isha ki each, because the Torah is makish isha la each for all in yon, and therefore we have to assume that the shir is that she should be a gedela. We have psukim that are makish v'chol ha'ishem shabtar l'chol tivim shabtar. Which we had in Sanhedrin. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh Bidvaro.
Amen.
He holds that this is not a halacha in dinim and aish. It's a din specifically in terms of kinyoni. Given the Tana. If you said the word so you mean whatever the din is by the dinai. So why do you have to now explain what that din is? I mean, you just said, and the same case is true of the tina. I understand what you're adding. V'chitem mishum dekaboyel misnei v'ro'ul liyot ben sorer u'moreh. If you want to tell me, well, the truth is the whole business about about the mitzvahs is only an introduction. It's an introduction to V'ra'ui Liyot Ben Sorer U'Moreh. So the mela we mentioned already, not only all of the mitzvahs, once he has Shtei Saros, he can also be a Ben Sorer U'Moreh. That also is not necessary, really, because there's a Beferish Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says exactly that. Otonino Chorazimno, why we need to repeat the Chiddush and the Mishnah that we had back in Ezekiel? What does it say there? E Matayu ben Soreru Moreh, Mishiyavish Teisaron, Vachi Yakiv Zikan, Hatachton Velo Elion, Alashitibru Chachome, Beloshin Akiz, exactly the same Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Enochinami. You're absolutely right. There is no Chiddush in the Mishnah here in Basin. All that we're doing is we're keeping the parak parallel, since we were mefarish all the way through from yaitzidayfer, mefarish all of the shiurim for tinokis legabe ma, and all of the shiurim for tinok legabe ma. So at this point, we include that which was said mefarish in the Mishnah of Sanhedrin, but because it's a unique din in tinok that allows us to differentiate between the appearance of Simonim and Achi Yakif, Mimela, we also want to have it as an equivalent to the Shira by Tinoket. Tinoket Shehivia. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, she can continue to be Mimaenet until such time she Yarbea Shachor, whatever that means. Omer Rabbi Abu, Omer Rabbi Elozer, Alok Rabbi Yehuda. But you should know that made a Rabbi Yehuda she nival aliyakashay v'yashtei sarot shuvenichol lema'en. Everyone, of course, understands that even though Rabbi Yehuda gave a shear of mien to annul a ketana's nisuin, that shear was only said where the nisuin was a ketana's nisuin. But if already the Baal had slept with his wife after she was a Gedela, so we're no longer trying to be Eike Kedusha Ketana, we're now being Eike Kedusha Gedela, there's no such halacha. Now she needs a get. So obviously Rabbi Yehuda did not suggest that there's a shear after godless for a woman who is a Bekodeshes B'nir Aisa. Now this is not so pashut, you understand, because if you hold that there was never a das to be remekadisher as a gedela, and we don't say that just the act of be as a kedushin, there needs to be a das for kedushin, that kuliyama is made. The only shaila is, do we say that the person who has a wife who is a ketana has in mind when she becomes a gedela that he wants the kedushin not to be deraisa, so he has bedavka a machsheves kedushin? Or do we say that kolaboyla das kedushin rishani bubo? Here the Gemara is saying you should know that Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, the shir of Achi Yarba Ashochar, was not said in the case where they slept together after she was 12. After she brought her simon. Meaning that we have to assume that it's kiddush diraisa afterwards. So there ain't a chalal amayim. Now, the chavrui the Rivkana sabar, lameh baruv the krib yura hapagav the nivala. Now, Rivkana heard that his chaverim held that you could rely on Rav Yehuda. We just said Alok Rav Yehuda. And then Rav Yehuda gave a shir Hachi Arba Shofar. It didn't matter if it was after B or before B. Why? Undoubtedly because that Kola Bayala Das Kiddush Rishayna. In other words, Rav Yehuda was talking about any situation. Amalu Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana said to them, you don't know the famous Maisa where lo kacha yamaisa bebitel shel Rabbi Yishmael, a terrible story. Rabbi Yishmael's daughter came to the Beis HaMedrash and she wanted to be mima'enes. And she had already a child. Rubinam murkavla al ktefa. She wanted to be mima'enes despite the fact that her child was on her back. And the mice over there was that she had been married after the death of Rabbi Yishmael as a ketana by Rabbi Yishmael's Rebbetzin, had married her off. She had a baby, and now she wanted to annul the kedushin. V'oto ayom uskuru dvarav shel Rabbi Yishmael b'beis HaMedrash. And on that day they remembered that ay, this is mamish for maisa of Rabbi Yishmael himself, that he said that in a case where a woman was in a matzah where she was zonsa, then she could always be mima enes, where she doesn't have kedushin geburim, and then she would be muteres both to her baal and to her bayal, because now she annuls the kedushin lemafreya, and that could be done even after she's a gedela. And they said, "Feiz mir." This is a horrific situation. That the very same maisa that he brought up, that it should be possible to have a matzah in which a woman was mizana, was the case he was talking about, where it wasn't an einetz, where the original kedushin had been a kedushin midrabbana. So over there, it's okay, because she can always be mizanas. Now she's okay as the kedushin, and there's no problem. And the case over there wasn't where the kedushin was midrabbanan because of the mother, but it's similar to that case. The case over there was where there was a t'nai in the kedushin. So originally they had been mekabel kedushin, let's say amanash ani kohen. Turns out he wasn't a kohen. They never went ahead and made another kedushin. So the shayla over there is exactly the same question. And the next time that he was bailer, and they didn't make it tonight, and that via and say, listen, I mean, you know, we're only sleeping together on Menashe and Kayan. So the point is that all along, Rabbi Shmuel says, well, if that's the case, since the original Kedusha was on Menashe and Kayan, it remains on Menashe and Kayan. If it turns out that he's not a Kayan, there was never any other Kedusha. And it's all based on the original Kedusha. So if that's the case, so let her walk out 30 years later. When it turns out he's not a Kayan, so she'll walk out. Yeah. So now it turns out the same thing happened to his daughter. It was not exactly the same thing, but it turns out that all these years she was living together basically without Kedusha. She has a child already, born out of wedlock. They should be davka the case that he spoke about. Shrek.
She's a katana now or not? She's
no, she can't be a katana. She has a child on her back. No. That by definition, she's not a katana.
7 years old.
Ubachta bechia gedela bebeis hamedrash. And they cry terribly in the Beis HaMedrash, Amru davar shamar otot tzadik yikasho bozaro. This should be the mice that happens to his own daughter. The Yomar Rebbe Yudomar Shmu Mishum Rebbe Yishmol. What was the mice that Rebbe Yishmol had said, that they were now maskir dvora? It says in the Torah, v'yi loinit vasa asura. This case of a normal isha that had normal kedusha, who had not been raped, but had been willingly mizana, so then she's asura to her husband. This is in the parish of Seifa. So he was medayek, Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so we're saying, honitvasa muteras. In other words, what's the Torah saying? That he loy nitvasa only in a case where she wasn't nitvasa. If she had been an anusa, then she would have been muteras. Comes along Rabbi Yishmael to say, you should know that there is another case where even if she was mezana without being nitvas, in other words, she was willingly mezana, she would still be muteras. And where is that? Shekidushia kidushay tos, where it had been originally on the basis of his being an osher or a kohen or whatever it was. So now, because the assumption is that there was never another kedushin, because kala boyla das kedusha marishani muboyo. Mimela was all based on the original misunderstanding, and there was never an attempt to now say, listen, what's the difference already? We're married. Let's make a kedushin gemurin without a tonight. No, that's not the assumption of the basis of the relationship. Now, here's the part that's important that they told over the Chavrusa, the Rivkana. So he said to them, and how does it end, the mice over there? Nimnu v'gomru, and there in the Beis HaMedrash, they made a takona. Ad matay abat mimayenet ad shetavish tesaro. You cannot make a kedusha. You cannot maintain, bimavatel, a kedusha, through miyun, once there's tesaro, no matter what. What are you going around a pasuk with Yehuda? Not in a case where they were already nivalu after she was a gedela. Porush v'lo avaduta. Once they heard that maisa, they recognized this is already a takona not to do such a thing, and they were perish not to be seimed on Rabbi Yehuda at all. What's that? In which case?
In this case, the daughter of Rabbi Yishmael, why? You want to get
it? No, you could. I mean, the thing over normally here, she's trying to get out of cases of Yibum and so on. There are cases where we have to make sure that she's annulled.
There's a case of Yibum here.
She came to be my manes for whatever. I mean, who wants to be a Megureshet? Either you need to be a Mimanes, otherwise you're a Yavama, or you don't want to be a Megureshet, or whatever. I mean, what's you can't force to get either. What if he liked her? Whatever the case is, there's many reasons why you would want to be Mimanes. Certainly any woman prefers to be Mimanes than to be a Megureshet, even if the husband's willing. Yishmol had been Mechadish, Halach, which was in extremis. And in the case of Znus, it's possible to annul a marriage in such a way that she was living in sin all of these years. Afilu b'na'a k'teifa, so that then. So this should be the way in which his own daughter has to get out of her marriage. With b'na'a k'teifa, exactly the same lashon that he uses. Now, there was another Maisa where they were Samech indeed, and were Avaduvda, and that was Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Talmidei Rabbi Chanina Avaduvda Rabbi Yehuda. They were Samech and Rabbi Yehuda, and they allowed a woman to be Mema'enes, even though she had already been Nivala. Ozer Rav Shaman Baraba Amruah Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Ozer Rav Yochanan Amruah Kamei Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah found out about it, and he sent the police. Shadar Busha Vyapkua. He sent the police to drag her out of the house. And that she's not allowed to remain married to the second guy. This is an Eishes Ish. Not to be samech on this. What did Reb Yehuda mean when he said Ad Sheyar Ba'Ashachor? Om Reb Chisda Mamarukva Lo Sheyar Ba'Ashachor Mamash. We're not talking about the number of hairs. All we're saying is Kedei Sheyu Shtei Sarot Shochvot V'Nir Ot Kemi Sheyar Ba'Ashachor Alavan. What we mean is there should be very noticeable darkness over the skin, which is, it's very clear that she's a Gedela. Matthew, we don't have to examine to look at Shtei Saris. Rava Amar, Rava says the Shir is, that we're talking about over here, Shtei Sarot HaMekifot Misafav L'Safav. The Shir, when we say Shochvot, is that they should be Maki from one side of the Erva to the other. Omer of Chalbo, Omer of Kan, Omer of Una, Shtei Sarot Sh'amru. When we say Shtei Sarot, we mean dafka sarot yehi ikran gumot. It's only if there's a clear follicle at the bottom of the hair from which the hair is yoneh that we can be saying that this is a hair that's going to be there. Because sometimes you'll find hair-like things, baby hair and so on, that isn't yoneh from a follicle, and that's not going to be, that won't remain there. And that's not really stay sarot. Rav Malkia, Yom Rav Adabar Abba, when we say gumais, once there's a guma, then there's varaya hair. And if you don't find a hair, it doesn't matter, because it means that's the derech anyway, where there's a hair follicle after a certain amount of time, the hair falls out, and it's rimachadesh, the hair afterwards. So if it means apapishen sarot, even though there's no sarot now, it doesn't matter. Because we know that definitely once there's a guma, there's already the development of a sar, and therefore she's already a gedela. Now, this was said by Rav Malkio. What's interesting is we have a lot of confusion in this because there was another amora by the same shame of Rav Malkio. We often find Rav Malkio commenting and Rav Malkio commenting, and we got a little mixed up. So Rav Chanina Breder, every time we bring up something from a Malkia or a Malkia, we go through this Gemara, as you'll remember, of course. So, Amr of Chanina Breder of Ika, the cases of Shpod and the Shvachot and Gumot are all said by Rav Malkia. And that's our bringing this in because of one of these cases, which is Gumais, of course. Dinim about Bluris, about Efer Mikla, and about Gvina were said by Rav Malkia. Rav Papa says, no, that's not accurate. Actually, masnisinu masnisa Rav Malkia. It's any time that there's a pirish on a Mishnah or a Brisa directly, that was said by Rav Malkia. Shemaitza, when someone was explaining what someone had said, like over here, Amr Chaba, Amr Huna, and they said Gumais, Tzarek Shei Gumais, and Rav Malkia comes to explain, Gumais actually would mean Gumais is sufficient without Tzaras. He wasn't referring to Mishnah, he was referring to a Shmaitza. That is always said by Rav Malkio. And the way to remember that is very simple. Matnita Malkita. Malkia is a Lashon, feminine Lashon. So Matnita, who's the queen? The Mishnah is the queen. So Matnita Malkita reminds you that Malkia is the one who spoke about the Mishnayas. And Malkio, who insists on his masculinity, he'll never be a queen, and therefore he only talks about Shemaitzes. Now the truth is that it boils down to the same thing except in one case. My Binayud and Afkimina, between them, is only the case of Shvachais, because Shvachais is actually a Mishnah, and therefore, according to Rav Papa, Shvachais would have to be Rav Malkia. Whereas according to the way Rav Adab was saying it, it was said by Rav Malkiyo. That's the only difference between them. Om Rav Ashi, Om Ali Mar Zutra, Kosha be Rav Chanina Misura. I'm a dover b'shem Imrei. Maybe Gula Le'aylam. Sifseitz of Ve'leveis b'gever. Vey. A man who's been through Shas time and again should have such a question.
That's what mine is. It was lucky.
What do you mean? Next they'll be saying you're minor. You better be careful. You don't want us to say over all of the wonderful questions that you've said in your name?
In the name of the vice president.
Now, Marzutra said you should know that Reb Chanina Misura had a real problem with Remalkio's minor. Just understand. It's very strange that Gumais should be enough instead of Sarais. How is it that nowhere, I mean, you know how many times in Shas it mentioned Shtei Sarais? Did you ever hear anybody talk about Gumais?
What is the word for me?
Lo Lishtame, don't try to get out of it. How is it possible? You know, say somebody was mishtamet from Tzahal, they say today. A guy who doesn't go to the army is mishtamet. So, how is it that not a single time anywhere in Shas ever mentioned Gumais instead of Sarais? I mean, wouldn't it be proper, you would think, if we're talking about now halacha, that's Nageah, Shiurim, that come up every single day, that we would have heard at least somewhere in a Mishnah or a Braisa? This is an incredible Kiddush, what Remalki was saying, that actually you don't really need to look for pubic hairs, you need to look for pubic follicles. I mean, it sounds crazy to me. How is it possible? Answers the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because Yashmina Gumais, Ava Amina Ach Yushtei Sara Yushtei Gumais. What are you going to say? Instead of using the word Shtei Sarais, you're going to say Shtei Gumais. Ah, but Shtei Gumais would mean that Yadavka need two follicles. Suppose there would be two Sarais in one follicle. Said, oh, that's not good enough. It says you need two follicles, so we can't use Gumais. Memela, we have to use the word Sarais. So because otherwise, Hava Min Achiyu Shtei Sarot v'Shtei Gumais Dafka. Kamashvalan Afilu Shtei Sarot v'Guma Achat is also sufficient. Problem is, of course, says the Gemara, there ain't no such animal. Is there such a thing as two separate hairs coming out of a single follicle? The Atsiv Asher b'sa'ara yishufeni v'irbok tza'ai chinam. So here Iyov is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, Sa'ara is a double meaning. It means a storm, and it means hairs. So the Pashtas, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hit me with his storms and covered me over with wounds that I didn't deserve. But Rava darshins this like this. I'm a Rava. Iyov b'sa'ara chireif, b'sa'ara heshivu. Iyov actually used the Sarah as a nasty comment. He was having kindness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in using this word Sarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him with a play on words of Sarah. The Sarah, Chirei, what was he saying, Hashem, the Sarah, Yishufeni? Amar lefanav, actually he was hinting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know around the Kisei HaKavod, it's svivav nisaramahol, there's a lot of storms. So maybe a storm came in front of the Kisei HaKavod, you got a little mixed up in my name. I'm Iyov, I'm not Oyev. Somehow you seem to be convinced I'm an enemy. I'm not the enemy. Hello, I'm your friend. So why am I being treated like the enemy? So maybe nishalfalacha ben Iyov le'Oyev, maybe you've gotten confused between an Iyov and an Oyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Bisara. Bisara Heshivu. Vayan Hashem et Iyov min ha-Sahara. You see that he bedav answered him from the Sahara. In other words, I'm going to bring you a riot from a hair. What is riot from a hair? He said to him, Shaita Shabayim, such an idiot. What kind of dumb comment is that? Harbe Nimin Barasi Barosha Shalodam. Take a look at your hair, your head. Your head is covered with hair. I created for each particular hair a hair follicle. So that there shouldn't be two hairs coming out of one follicle. Because if that happened, it would affect your eyesight. So if I'm smart enough to keep my follicles separate, you think I can't keep Eov and Oyen separate? So guma beguma lo nitchalefli. Eov bo yev nitchalefli. What's the matter with you?
The Rebbe's just ironic.
And it's a very interesting thing because there's an Arizal that says that the pasuk tirats oyev is tzoraas to Eov. That one of the he was menuga but tzoraas. So the tirats oyev is a reference to the Maisa in Mitzrayim, that he was one of the people that were in the cabinet that when Paro was looking for Yoatzin. And so some put together this thing. Oh, in other words, so there really is an Oyev. It's Eov that's an Oyev, because he didn't protest when he was in the cabinet. So in that, some sense, he's an Oyev. It's a very, very interesting thing. Answers the Gemara, okay, but that's a reference to the hairs of the head. We're talking about pubic hairs. And the only time that we have this problem is Lokasha Habakuf, Aberration. Well, we were talking about were hairs that could be even two hairs in one follicle. That's for Gabish Tesara. It's not talking about hairs on the head. Hairs on the head, the infants are born with hair on the head. We're talking about Dabke, hairs that are riot to puberty. And over there in Efinami, you could have had two hairs from one follicle, and therefore we can't use the word for gumais, because that would confuse the listener into believing you but Dabke have to have stay gumais, and that's not true. Omer Yudam Shmuel, Shtei Sarot Shamru, Afilo Achata Lakaf VeAchata LaBeitzim. When we're talking about Shtei Sarot, don't think Shtei Sarot mean Sarot in one place. Shtei Sarot in one place. You can have one of these Sarot directly on the pubes above the genitals, and you could have one even on a testicle, and they're not together, but they're still considered to be a sufficient simen. So afilo achat al hakaf, achat al habitzim. Tanya mi hachi, there's a braisa that even says, shtei sarot she'amru, afilo achat begabav, achat bekreisa, which is the equivalent on the female, in other words, of one on top and one on the bottom. And the truth is, achat agabei kishrei etzbeoteh shel yad, v'achat agabei kishrei etzbeoteh shel rega. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. On the basis of this, there are those that hold, and the Rambam actually brings this, that pubic hairs don't have to be pubic hairs, but rather hairs that appear, body hair. Hairs that appear generally after adolescence, and you wouldn't find in a prepubescent. There's also a riot. The mice of the Rambam Paskins that were dafka talking about pubic hairs on the basis of the Sugi Yavamis, and this is not true la halacha, that you can rely on hair elsewhere. Besides which, even those who are chelek on the Rambam, we never find that any body hair is included. It's dafka etzvot that are included. We spoke about, if you remember, whether etzvot are even a euphemism. Remember, lo kol etzvot shavot. Remember, we were talking about in Yevamos Gufo whether it was shaykh to use the word etzva. Okay, but in any event, it's all about locus, about whether we bedafka need pubic hair. The Rambam paskins bedafka need pubic hair. The Rambam paskins that there's an inyan of any body hair, which the Achronim taina on them, there's a big chazanish on this, taina on the Rambam, that even those who are chelik on the Rambam don't hold any body hair. Yeah, but the big order that this Gemara is not so partial to halacha. And this is Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish barak, v'sham Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon. It's not true. The two sarais have to be in one place. Tana Rabbon. Ad matay abat mimayanet. Ad shetavi shtei sarot im Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda im rachi arba ashachor. Rabbi Yosi omer. Ad shetaki ha'atara. Ben shlokes omer. Ad shetekalchel. Tekalchel is not clear what this means. because we'll see later on, Rabbi Akiva says, I'm not even sure what this means. But Rashi says, first of all, there's another girsa that says Ad Shetitbalbel, which means that the Sa'arot are mixed with each other. He doesn't like that girsa. But Ad Shetitbalbel, we find, use the Lashon of Kilkel Sa'arot for Lagabi Dinam of Shabbos. Chenalav B'Mechalkel Sa'arot, which means to some a sense of braiding. There would be sufficient Sa'arot, in other words, that they look as if they're braided, not short Sa'arot. Yomer Rabbi Shimon b'tza'ani Chanina ben Chachinoi b'tzidon. I bumped into Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoi at Tzidon, and he asked me, Kishata magia itzor Rabbi Akiva, I know you're going to see Rabbi Akiva. When you get to Rabbi Akiva, ask him, Amor lo ad matay abad b'ma'enet. Im yomar lach ad sh'tavish shtei sa'arot, if he tells you the simple shir that everybody keeps quoting, which is two sa'aris, tell him, what about in Yavne where Ben Shlokas came? And Ben Shlokas was, hey, b'mamet kuchem b'Yavne. He said in Yavne, in front of all of you, ad sh'tachalchel, and nobody said anything to him. Lo amartem lo davar. But, so I went ahead and I asked him. And he indeed told me, shtei sa'arot. And I told him this thing, what about Ben Shlokas? And Rabbi Akiva said to me, listen here, buddy. First, I didn't know what that means. What does Ad Shetachalchel mean? I don't recognize it as a concept. Ben Shlokot, any makir, I never heard of this guy, Ben Shlokot. I don't know who he is. I don't know if he's reliable. You asking me, Ad Matay Abad B'Me'enet, I'm telling you. Ad Shetavish Tei Sa'arot, that's the bottom line. It don't bother me.
That's the single brisa from the Tanur Rabbanan down?
No.
No?
This part?
The Tanur Rabbanan all the way down to the
middle. Oh, from the second part, yeah.
You
didn't
know the whole
business,
what they said in
government.
I don't know.
Have we ever had a bench office?
No, but there's actually an interesting piece by Reuven Margolius. A very interesting piece. He has a whole two sfarim on the Shemais of the Tanaim Amoraim. Yeah, just beautifully done. And he suggests that Ben Shlokas is not the real name of a person. It's the guy who said the halacha in the Mishnah in Masreis about Shlokas that nobody knows who it is. That there was an Edus about Shlokas. So they called him Ben Shlokas. He's the guy who brings the stew into the Beis HaMedrash. What is it? The Cholent man. So they called him Ben Shlokas. But it's that interesting. There's no record of such a person. Shtei sa'arot ha'amurot b'parah u'b'negaim ha'amurot b'chol makom. When we talk about two sa'arot, so we have dinim by paraduma. If there's going to be two sa'arot that are black, then it passes the paraduma. By negaim, you have a number of dinim of sa'arot. You have the dinim of the sa'arot shechores that are a simon of tyra. You have the sa'arot that are yellow that are a simon of Vituma. All of the shiurim of these sa'arais are kedei lakuf rosham le'ikaram, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. They have to be long enough. I'm not talking about stubble. We're talking about hairs that are long enough to bend the top of the hair over till it touches the root of the hair. So says Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kedei likrotz bitziporin. From even a shear where you'll be able to grab this hair with your fingernails, it's tiny, not long enough to turn over. Even that's considered to be a hair. Rabbi Akiva Imer, Kedei Shiyu Nitalot Pizuk. They have to be able to be cut by a scissors. So they have to be long enough to be held above the scissor and cut. Machlok is some kind of, this is the long, this is the biggest shear. Omer of Chista, Omer Marufa, Halacha, Kedivrei Kulam Lahakmi. From the smallest shear already, Lahakmir, she cannot be Mima'enet, because we passed the Nash to Mishtei Sarot. And to now, to make the Nega Tohar, we have to wait until we have Sar Shachor that is long enough to be the longest shear, whatever that is. Most told it's to turn it over, the Yifra. There's one moment. There's a famous Reb Chaim Brisker on the Rambam at the Goyim, who lechera says something that doesn't make any sense at all. He talks about if you have the nega that has the shochar and the yellow hair, which lechera, if we're misuvah, if the shear is the smallest shear, so then you have the shear shochar. So what's the problem? And he uses a single nega as an example of where the Tzar Tzohov will be metame with the smallest shear, right? And the Tzar Shochar won't be metire until you have a larger shear in the same nega. If it's good enough to be metame, then it's good enough to be metire. So Reb Chaim brings a raya from the Rambam that the meaning of the Mishnah, of the Gemara over here, is not that we're misupik, but rather that the halacha l'meshe miSinai is bekulam la'achmi. It's not that we don't know, so you can say, well, mamonoshav, if it's good enough, then it's good enough. You can't. There's no mamonoshav. Legabe the din of tuma, the shear is the minimum shear. Legabe the shear of tyra, the shear is the maximum shear. And each one is indeed called a Syrah in a different way. That's how the Rambam understands the sugya.
The
Klal,
the Oraisa,
the Chumrah. Mima Enes is not necessarily the Oraisa. Mima Enes could be Nimnu Vigomra, remember. It's not necessarily the Oraisa, because certainly in the case where she wasn't Nivelis afterwards, means the Chachomim were geyser, that even Kedusha the Rabbanon, you can't be Iker with a Mian at the moment that you have the smallest shear of Saris. It's even under the Rabbanon, we're saying. She can't be Mema Enes. As a matter of fact, that's the case that Rashi brings, Lachumra, is the case of Mian. Stay Sarot. Oops, sorry. Haroa Ketan. Okay, now we're making a transition here into the halachas of Re'iyah. Until now, we were talking essentially of Re'iyah, Lagabi being Metami Lemafreya. We mentioned Ketem, Lagabi, the Shaila of whether Ketem would be Metami Lemafreya, and we brought it in a couple of times, sort of agav other sugyas. However, here we're getting into the real halacha of Areya Ketem. And we know that the Rabbonon were geyser on a Re'iyah's Ketem, even though Mi'ikar Hadin, an Isha, cannot be mit-tamar unless there's a Hargosha with her Dam. So that if we find Dam outside of the body, even if we have a Chashash that it came for her, it's really not going to be Mitame. The Rabbonon, nonetheless, were Chashash for a Re'iyah and were Mitame. However, she can't be sure when it is that her nidus really began. To be seinach, that will be 7 days of nidus, and now we'll begin the yud aleph yemei zivus. So now she's really messed up over here. She has to be chosheshesh mishum zov. If lemaisa, let's say that she was already now into her achadas hayom, and she puts on some clothing. And now she finds, and she's worn the same underwear for 3 days, and she finds now on her clothing a kesem that is large enough to be three separate ketamim. We know that the shear of a ketam has to be larger than a kegris, as we saw earlier, because as long as we could be tailor the ketam on something else, the normal thing to be tailor on him is a bed bug. And the shear of such a stain would have been the shear of a kegris. So the Chachamim were never gozer b'chlal, a ketam, on a shear of a kegris. That's for kegris v'od. Suppose we find a shear on the same clothing that she's worn for 3 days. We find a shear that is sufficient to be three separate re'iyahs. She'll have to be chasheshes mishum zov. Because after all, the worst case situation here was that first on day one of her shiva, of her achadas hayom, There was one Re'iyah Keter, and then on day two there was another Re'iyah. Of course, it was all on the same day. It wouldn't make her a Zohar, because it's only by a Zohar that you can have Re'iyahs Bechula, by a Bekeva. It's Yomim Mechalkim. But since we don't know, so we never can be sure. Maybe now she's a Zohar Gedela and has seen this Ketem over a period of three different days, each time a Shir of a Ketem that's Betamim. V'chachamim omrim, ein biktamim mishum zov. We never were gezer a halacha of zivas because of ktamim, only halacha of tuma. We don't sit there splitting up a ketam that could have all been one ketam, to split it up in such a way that it should go over 3 days and therefore make her to atkidekach. That we don't do.
So what do we do?
She's a nida.
A nida?
Yeah.
But what if there was...
We'll see. I mean, obviously, we're just beginning this again. So, man chachomim, who are the chachomim here that argue with Rabbi Meir and say, ein bichsamim mishum zov? It's referring to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas. Tetanya, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas, ein mer, ktamim ein behem mishum zov. However, even I agree that it's possible to create a case where a ketam would be mavili daisy. Pa'amim shaktamim maybe emli daisy, but for instance, ketzar lafsha shalosh chalukot habdukotla. Let's say that she wore each day for the past 3 days a separate beged, and now she checks these three begadim. Each one of them has a shir of a ketam on it, which means that by definition, there was a midrabanan, there was a re'iyah on every single day. Or, let's say that she was Ras Ashtayami. She had an actual Riyah, not a Ketam. 2 days. And then on the third day, she wore clothing in which she found the Ketam. V'cholukachat. These cases, as opposed to the case in the Mishnah where we have one Ketam that you now want to be artificially V'cholik over 3 days, these cases, fine. Hein hein aktamim ha-mebi'im li'dei ziva. But certainly not to take a ketam and artificially split it up between days when she was wearing the same beged for 3 days. Why would you do that? Says the Gemara, but what was the point of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignas mentioning 2 days of Re'iyah? Obviously, if you're telling me that Hashta, you just got finished saying that even no days of Re'iyah, even 3 days of Ksamim, I mean, Bishleim, a woman, is being raya. She's in the middle of her Yamei Zivas. 2 days already, she's been in a Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom. She finds a Ketam the third day. Now I understand that there's very strong grounds over there for thinking, you know what? We got a problem. But if she never established that there was a Riyah at all, and there were only Ketamim, that's already much harder to say that, well, Afapik and the Chachamim were Gezer, that it's the equivalent of Zivas. I mean, so once you say that case of three separate Chalukos, you need to tell me the din of 2 days of Re'iyah. I mean, that's obvious. The Hashta Shalosha Chalukos de Lavmi Gufa Kachase Chashina. If you're ready to tell me that even a case of three begotten where we never established at all that she was being Re'adam herself, maybe this came from somewhere else, nonetheless, Chashina. What would be the point even of mentioning, and in a case where she actually saw 2 days and then had 1 day of a ketam? Obviously, you're speaking here without any chiddush at all. No, there's a chiddush. The chiddush is in the other direction, because ma'adatema koki ha'gavna maybe a karba v'ne'achal. I would think that in such a direction, after she's already established that she's a Raya, so she was Kechazi Migufa, that's enough of a Raya on the third day to say, you know what? She's a Zavavadois, because I know that she's being Raya. So let her bring already her carbon, be a Zavagadela, and we should even be able to eat this carbon. Kamash Malan, that no. It's maybe early day Zivas, mitzad the din of Kesamim, but certainly not mitzad the din of Re'iyah. Now, Rashi's shot over here is very problematic, and it's the way Rashi learns throughout the Sugya. Rashi's pshat over here is that she does bring a carbon. The only shaila is it nechelet? So in other words, according to Rashi, the din of a kesem is that it's a suffix. The rabbanon were gezer kesamim, and it remains midiraisa, it remains a suffix, and midrabbanon it's a vadai. So we don't eat the carbon, because obviously you can't eat an oath that you bring as a suffix, because it could be nevela. If it's chulin, then if you're melech and eif, how can you eat it? So, it's stam nevela b'yalma. So notice, he reads the Gemara the way I read it. Kol ki agav miviyah korban. And not only that, v'ne'echal. No, sorry, that's what I'm wondering. He reads it, miviyah korban v'ne'echal. Kamash v'lan, that it's miviyah korban and not ne'echal. The Ramban Tainas, you're never miviyah korban. How could you bring a korban? A korban would mean that there's a suffix diraisa. There's no suffix diraisa on a ketan because there was no hargasha. The whole din of kisamim is made out of a whole cloth, midrabbanan. So why would they ever be mechayev you b'chol to bring a korban? The gezeira of zivas on kisamim in these particular cases, according to Rav Chanina ben Atzidnas, is a case of tumah shiva, but certainly not a case of a korban. So according to him, the question is Rishi maybe a carbon bechalal? Not that. Well, the difference is nechal or not nechal. You might have thought that this is a din diraisa maybe a carbon benech. Kamash mon, she doesn't bring a carbon at all, and this is only a din of tumah shiva. So according to Rashi, the reason that she's not ocheles the carbon is because we think, since it's only a kesem, how can we be sure it came from her? Maybe it came from somewhere else. And if it came from somewhere else, obviously she's not a Zava. However, if there was some magical way to know that this dam came from her, then she would be a Zava D'Oraisa. Tainis the Rambani. Even if it came from her, she's not a Zava D'Oraisa. That's not the reason the Ketam isn't a D'Oraisa. The Ketam isn't a D'Oraisa, not because we don't know where the blood came from, but because there's no Argosha, and therefore there's no Tumah Zivas. Okay, we will obviously be talking more about this as we go along. Omar Rava says, Rava, you know something? I'll tell you one thing. Rabbi Chanina ben Atikas definitely wins this round. Right, when his time is absolutely accurate, how can you arbitrarily take one ketan, that's large, true, and split it up exactly the way you want to split it up? Oh, you know what? Up until here, precisely Kigrisva Oath came out 3 days ago. And the next piece, also precisely Kigrisvot, came out 2 days ago. And the next piece, Kigrisvot, came out today. What kind of business is that? And what if it would have been the first day up till here plus two votes came out? So now the second day was missing the vote? Maris, how can you just pick it out of a hat? You have no idea what happened. So I let me ask you something. If you would have found Pachos Mishnei Grisim in Mokam Echad, so it's certainly Lo Chashina, because you say betray you mechazite. I mean, if it's less than three, so then you're going to say, okay, I mean, we certainly can't make her a Zava, because after all, there's only over here 2.5. So why can't you say the same thing over here? If you have Shlosha Grisi B'mokam Echad, you could say exactly the same thing. Just as if you would have found 2.5, you would have said, okay, 2.5, so what does that mean? Well, I don't know, maybe 1.75 came out on one day, 1.75 came out the other day, I don't know, maybe less than one came out one day, and less than one came out another day. Less than one came out, I don't know exactly. So now you could say the same thing now? Even if there's now 3 Grisi, we could still say, let's say, maybe really only 2.5 of these were from her body. And now, once already she's wearing the same clothing here for 3 days, and it's bloody clothing, I mean, that's going to attract a macholet. So the idach agav zuama is da macholetu. It seems very, very logical to me what he's timing. Rabbanan and say, yes, but kiven the ikalit fluge bikagrisvaod v'chol yom alotalina. Say the Rabbanan, okay, but that's good for what the gzera is. in a case where it's possible to be machalic this into three different days, we can't be tailored on a dam machalit. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, what exactly does he hold? Shlosha grisim emochem echad gudelo chashim. He's saying like this, that what? If it's all in one place, we're not chayish, because that's what he keeps saying, b'mokam echad. So therefore what? If it would be in three mekaymas, three separate mekaymas, let's say there's blood on the right side, and blood on the middle side, and blood in the middle, three separate spots, each one is a kigris v'od. You're telling me he would be chayish? I thought, didn't he just say that you need to have three separate articles of clothing? He said to Pharisees, he said, there is a case where you're chayish. What's the case? Either two re'iyas in one piece of clothing, or three separate chalukas. Now, in his argument with the Chachamim, he talks about three grisim b'mokam echad, then maybe we should say two and a half are from here, and then the rest is dam markol, I understand that. And if it's in separate parts, then it's not a problem. Ha'amet b'shalosh chalukot in, but b'shalosha mekomod lo. No. The argument over here is not a reflection of his own sheet. He's saying the Rabbanan, even you Rabbanan, you want to be machmir. So, I mean, think about where to be machmir. He's saying, l'divrei the Rabbanan kamar lo. Look, l'didi, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care how big of a ketan you have, in how many different places you have it, I'm certainly not going to be machalik at Liyamin. Why should I be machalik at Liyamin? For me, personally, it's dafka b'shalash chalukas in b'shalash mekomas lo, but l'didchu. You hold that we have to be machmir even if it's on the same article of clothing. Good, but odeli mias, at least be meida, that if it's all in one place, de'echa de'chazoy shloshagri sim b'makom echad, you have no right to say that all the shloisha grisim were bigufa, and we should split up exactly what it is for the. How do you even know it's bigufa? Maybe treu palga migufa chazite. Ve'inach agav zuam adam ma'acholatu. And the Rabbanan is saying, look, that's gufa the takana. That kiva the ika lefluge begegris ve'od lecho yuma lo talina.
And why doesn't he have three places in one place?
Because I have no reason to say this took place over 3 days.
What, these 3 days are during the time of Ziva?
During the time of Ziva. So she already was definitely a Nida. And now she was mitz taheret from her Nidas. And now she's in her Yemei Zivas.
And she knows it couldn't have been from previously. And she looked, she checked the garment.
Of course, Beduka Islam. That's what he says. It has to be Beduka Islam. Otherwise, it's not a ketem. Okay, this is a brief beginning to the sugya of ketem. We'll have much more joy tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
8:25, Bezrat Hashem.
No, we'll be finished by then. It's not.